talk, and there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrilled to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go.
Yeah.
from the 1977 classic album LAMF. That was The Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunders and Company, and Born to Lose. Before that, Kiss from their debut 1974 self-titled, and Strutter. And the Kazanets Cats Singing Orchestra with Quick Joey Small, 1968 single that reached number 25, written by Artie Resnick and Joey Levine, two staples of the bubblegum songwriting duos at the time. Began this evening with the Chesterfield Kings from their 1990 album, The Berlin Wall of Sound, an album where they severely shifted gears from the garage-loving Mop Tops into a harder-edged Stooges, Dolls-influenced band, and completely flipped out a lot of their fan base at the time. It's quite a good record, though, and that was the lead-off track, a song about serial killer Richard Speck. Good evening, one and all. You are tuned into Revolt Into Style here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, playing the music for you as always. Got a bunch of different stuff going on this evening. Right now we're going to go up to our friends in Canada. Dear Canada. This is a band called The Bad Beats from a brand new album called Shiver and Shake. They've been around for a handful of years, have a few albums out, and are one of the bands currently doing the sort of traditional garage style for Fisa, aggressive riffs, etc. The singer kind of sounds like Jerry Rosalie from the Sonics, but they do it very well, so give this a shot. This is The Bad Beats, and I Don't Know Why. We'll be right back.
every Tuesday evening on The Summit with your host, Dave Swanson.
What they used to call way out, and before that, with it, and before that, groovy, and before that, hep.
You're hearing Revolt into Style.
Revolt into Style.
On The Summit FM.
We've been going together so long. Can't you feel that there's something wrong? You only take me out of waiting. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We can't go on this way. Why, there's nothing more to say. Get the message out.
There you go. That was the Bee Gees from the Horizontal album released in 1968. And a song called The Earnest of Being George. Before that, the Electric Light Orchestra from their Face the Music album, 1975. And Poker. There's a Goulardi joke waiting to happen, but I'll pass that right now. Cyrus Erie before that, from a single from 1969. Cyrus Erie being one of the early bands with Mr. Eric Carmen at the front. There was a single on Epic Records called Get the Message. Began that set with The Bad Beats out of Canada. New album, Shiver and Shake. Song we heard was I Don't Know Why. You're listening to Revolt Into Style here. As we jump back into the music, we give a brief salute here to one of the unfortunate passings of recent time. From his 1979 album, Fearless, this is Tim Curry. There you go. That was the Droogs, Los Angeles band. Started in the late 70s, and that was from an album of theirs from 1984, a song called Set My Love on You. Robin Hitchcock from his newest album, The Confuser, and a song called How to Feel All Right. Had a new record from a band called The Hotel Complex. And the album is called Have These Things Been Happening to You? It's on the British Spin Out Nuggets label. And that was a song called Revival John. Began that set with Tim Curry and what was a sort of FM radio hit way back when. He had made a couple of albums, and that was one of the key tracks there, I Do the Rock. You're tuned into Revolt into Style. A few more songs left for you this evening. I'm going to kick this one off with brand new music from a guy named Jonathan Bree, who hails from New Zealand. And he does a whole stage production thing when he performs. I was lucky enough to see him several years ago in the Beachland Tavern, and it's a very interesting show, and he's got some really cool records. If he ever happens to make it back this way, check that out. In the meantime, this is from a new album called Don't Call It Love, and this is a song called Patience. one of my very favorite guitarists ever there, Larry Wallace, who was a key member of the Pink Fairies. He also briefly played in UFO early on, and he also was in the original lineup of Motorhead. And he put out a single in around 1986 called Leather Forever that for some reason was only released in France. Well, the version we heard there was from a remix album put out a couple years ago on the Cleopatra label, and really amped up the volume of the guitars there on that one. Leather Forever. Started out with Jonathan Bree from his new album, Don't Call It Love, and we heard a song called Patience. And that will just about wrap up the program for this evening. As always, thank you for tuning in, supporting the show, this station, and enjoy the rest of your week. We'll meet you here next time.
Baby, what's wrong with me?
was Al Kent on the Rick Tick Motown subsidiary from 1967 and The Way You've Been Acting. Before that, Ray Barretto from 1971 with Right On. Began with Dyke and the Blazers, Funky Broadway Parts 1 and 2. You are tuned into Positively Soul Street here on the Summit FM. Where else would we be? My name is Dave Swanson, playing all this music for you this evening. I'm going to continue on. Tamla Label, 1967. This is Chris Clark.
Hey, baby, something's wrong. You've been gone much too long. You said you'd be gone a minute. It's been a week and now my heart ain't in it. Something's wrong.
Like it.
was Herbie Hancock with the classic Cantaloupe Island from 1965. For that, Marvin Gaye and Sweet Thing. The Supremes before that, with a song called Stormy that was unreleased until 1987 when it appeared on a Supremes box set. Started that set out with Chris Clark and Something's Wrong. As we jump back into it, this is a band called the Surefire Soul Ensemble. This comes from their 2022 album Step Down and a song called High Times.
Stay away. This is a heavy, heavy monster sound. Hitting you smack dab right through the middle and ripping right on. Heavy. We'll be right back.
number 22 pop charter there from 1966. J.J. Jackson and But It's All Right. Dave and Ansel Collins before that with Monkey Spanner. That goes back to 1971. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Howlin' Wolf, did Smokestack Lightning. Had The Temptations from the Getting Ready album, 1966, and Fading Away. Began that set with the Surefire Soul Ensemble and High Times. Got a few more songs here on tonight's Positively Soul Street. Hope everyone's having a wonderful evening out there enjoying the music. Right now, back to 1970. This is Delroy Wilson, and I'm Gonna Get You.
Oh, baby.
Blue Note classic there from 1967. Lou Donaldson and Alligator Boogaloo. Before that, Delroy Wilson from 1970 and I'm Gonna Get You. And that will just about put a cap on tonight's Positively Soul Street. Thank you all for tuning in, and we shall meet you here next time.